This is NPR.
Hi, good morning, everyone. As you've just heard, hundreds of thousands of mourners gathered in southern Pakistan today to meet the body of assassinated opposition leader Benazir Bhutto. Her death was followed by an eruption of violence as her supporters took to the streets in many parts of Pakistan, especially in her native province of Sindh and its capital city, Karachi. NPR's Philip Reeves is there, and he describes the scene.
Last time I was here, the city was flooded with several hundred thousands of Benazir Bhutto's supporters. The roads were so crowded that you couldn't actually pass through them by car. You had to use a motorcycle. Now it's the exact opposite. There are still signs on the walls saying, "Welcome home, Benazir Bhutto." But the city's pretty much deserted. There are no taxis running. The shops are shuttered up. There are no buses running. Occasionally you see pedestrians silently moving around, and almost as if in the shadows of this city. There are reports of isolated pockets of violence, of youth throwing rocks at passing cars, of tires being set on fire. But this is less than there was a few hours back, when several banks were torched and there were more serious scenes of unrest. And of course the concern is that after Benazir is laid to rest, there could be more violence, not only here but elsewhere in Pakistan.
Benazir Bhutto was interred at her family mausoleum this afternoon. Over to Iraq now, where a car bomb exploded in the middle of a busy market today, killing at least 11 people and wounding dozens. The popular market in Tahrir Square, which has been targeted by insurgents in the past, was full of shoppers heading home from Friday prayers. Violence around Iraq is down nearly 60%. That's according to the U.S. military. Meanwhile, American soldiers have killed 11 members of the Mehdi Army, the militia loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. It happened during a neighborhood raid in the southern Iraqi city of Kut early yesterday. And six French aid workers convicted of kidnapping in Chad are on their way back to France today. The aid workers, who work for a charity called Zoe's Ark, were sentenced to 8 years of hard labor in Chad for trying to kidnap more than 100 children. The aid workers say the kids were orphaned and they were trying to fly them to Europe for the sake of their well-being. French officials had been working to get the six French citizens repatriated to serve their sentences in their home country. The Chadian government has agreed, and the six left Chad today. France does not have hard labor sentences, so the six will serve regular prison sentences. And finally, if you're flying somewhere today or over the holiday weekend, particularly through the western United States, hope for the best, but prepare yourself for the worst. Massive storms in the Denver area and throughout the Midwest have forced airlines to cancel dozens of flights over the past couple days. United Airlines was hit particularly hard, canceling 168 flights nationwide yesterday, mostly because of bad weather in Denver. It's the second largest hub for United. It was the fourth day of straight cancellations United had to make. So if you're flying through Colorado this weekend, you might want to call ahead and bring a book or four. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Which I'm doing today in a few hours.
You're through Denver?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the good news, bad news of that situation is, which do you want first, the good or the bad?
Bad.
The bad is the Denver airport's out in the middle of nowhere, so you can't even go. It's like out in a field. Yeah. The good news, that's a nice airport.
It is nice. You have good restaurants.
Good restaurants. You can keep yourself very well entertained.
Yeah. Bring a GPS system to find your way around.
And irrigated.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I might be calling you guys.
All right. Good luck, Rachel.
Thanks.
All right.